Well, good to have you back. You know, I'm looking at a chart here. Something I probably should have looked at before. This is an interesting chart to me. If you look back at the price of gold, right? Today it's down maybe, I don't know, 0.75% over the last 30 days, up about a point. But if you go back 5 years, the price of gold has come up 53% in 5 years. 53%, that outperformed. That's 10% a year. That would outperform just about everything. If you go back 20 years, it's up 553% over 20 years. Makes you think you could go back 20 years, doesn't it? Tom Colson is the owner of Liberty Coin Service. Liberty Coin Service, a national company. And listen, we have had Tom on for a long time because he knows about the gold markets, the silver markets, and the value of things that you might find in your drawer. Tom, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to be here.
Remarkable. I've never looked at this. I've just found this chart, and I just said, oh, I'll go back 5 years. I was like, wow, 52%. 20 years. 553% gold has gone up $1,543 an ounce in from 20 years ago, which would be 2002. That's a jaw-dropper to me, Tom.
It is, but I love the observation there, Steve. Well, we've seen gold be kind of flat here the last several months, trading in a range. There are spurts where the price will take off, and it's very instructive to see just how much it's growing over the last 5 years and the last two decades.
Well, you know, if you go back 20 years, that's an average rate of return of 27.5%. If you can get 27.5% return on anything, good Lord, you'd be a fool not to do it anyhow. So where are we today? What are you seeing right now in the markets? Obviously, a lot of concerns about the economy and inflation and the cost of basically everything. I would assume it's pretty active, but what are you seeing?
Gold demand was actually a little bit muted over the last couple of weeks, but that all changed yesterday with the Fed not deciding to raise rates this go-around. We saw a lot of buying towards the later part of yesterday. So people are jumping in again with the vengeance. Well, I think with the volatility in both stocks and also the cryptocurrency market, you're seeing people come to gold and silver as something that's a little bit more stable and will hopefully hold its value more as some of these other assets may decline.
Well, yeah, it's a concern, I suppose. All right, so we always tell you folks, coins at stevegruber.com, coins at stevegruber.com, if you send it to us. Tom, Tom, to be fair, you're almost like the curator of a museum. I mean, you see things, you feel things, you touch things that most people will never see or touch or even be aware of, which is remarkable. So you're like a museum curator, which I think is fascinating. So we ask people to send stuff along. Coins at stevegruber.com. If you got coins or paper money or collectibles even, potentially Tom might know what's there. Just go to Liberty Coin Service or send it to us for a review. The first coin we have is from 1856 here today, Tom. It looks to be a half dollar, seated Liberty half dollar is what I would call it, quarter dollar, excuse me. What is it? What am I having here?
Well, you're right. That's an 1856 called seated Liberty quarter. It's a particularly beautiful type of series, I thought, that they made throughout most of the 19th century, from about 1838 to 1891. The 1856 is a fairly common date. But still a very nice coin there, it looks like. Not a lot of wear on that. That's an example there that's probably worth $50 or so retail.
$50. $50. Nobody's going to holler about that. The next coin is something that I think is fairly common. Now, the series of silver dollars that came before this one, very common. But this is from 1922. What do you call this particular image, this particular series, and what's such a thing worth?
Well, that's a peace dollar. Those were issued starting in 1921 to commemorate the end of World War One. They wanted something that was basically to commemorate the peace ending World War One. And as you notice on the back, the eagle doesn't have the normal olive branch and the normal arrows that the other eagles carried for that particular reason. And you can see peace down on the bottom as well.
Right,
that particular coin, as you said, is pretty common. Right now, retail is about $30 or so.
All right. And by the way, silver has done well over the last many years. Well, the five-year return, 37%. The 20-year return, 450. So silver has not been a bad investment over the years either. Gold just seems to outpace it. So just for point of reference.
Absolutely.
All right. Another silver dollar coming up from 1880. Very common these are. In fact, maybe one of the more common coins in American history.
Yep. That's an 1880. That's called the Morgan type silver dollar, which was made for a little over 40 years in large quantities. So they're still fairly common today. This one's interesting because it's kind of dark looking, and that's due to toning, which is a natural process that occurs to silver. A lot of people would say, you know, I want this coin shiny, and they might try to polish it up or something like that. But that's something you don't want to do in this instance because a lot of collectors prefer this natural looking patina over a coin that's bright. So it's just interesting to see one like that to show for that example. That coin actually doesn't have very much wear on it. It's a fairly nice example. And right now would probably retail for around $50 or so.
There you go. The quarter was worth $50. The dollar's worth $50. I see a pattern here. All right, so the dime that we're going to see here, I don't think it's worth $50. We got a few moments left here. A 1944, I think it's Liberty dime, you might call that. What do you call that?
Yeah, they're called a mercury silver dime
mercury,
because
yeah.
The design of Liberty there looks kind of like Mercury, the Roman god. And that is one that's traded mostly for its silver value, which right now, give or take around $2. But a good way to hold some silver if you want to buy some of those.
There you go. All right. And if you have treasures of your own, you don't know what to do with them, Tom knows a thing or two about a whole lot of things. He's the owner of Liberty Coin Service, so... you can get a hold of Tom directly at Liberty Coin Service, or you can drop me a note. Coins@stevegruber.com, coins@stevegruber.com, and we can sort out your treasures for you. Tom, as always, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
There you have it. Tom Colson, everybody. And it's like working with the guy who's in charge of the museum every time. Absolutely spectacular. Quick break, some final thoughts for this hour in a moment. Headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.